I'm Bill Littlefield. Ahead on Only a Game, Indian Test cricket is put to the test. But first,
the International Olympic Committee has the honor of announcing that the games of the 32nd Olympiad in 2020 are awarded to the city of Tokyo. Yeah!
The International Olympic Committee meeting in Buenos Aires made several significant decisions this week, including the selection of a site for the 2020 Summer Games, the election of a new president, and the reinstatement of one of its charter sports. Here to discuss these changes is veteran Boston Globe Olympics correspondent John Powers. John, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. It is wonderful to be back when the IOC does everything we knew that they would do.
Well, that's precisely what I want to talk about. The Lords of the Rings decreed that wrestling shall return to the Games. I gather you weren't surprised that the sport traditionally associated with the Olympics defeated baseball/softball as well as squash to claim that honor.
What was interesting here is that the whole point of having these possibilities was to refresh and renew, that's their words, the program. So what you do, you go back to a sport that's been with you for 3,000 years and keep it. It is, however, new and improved. They changed the whole passivity rule and have a couple more events for women and that kind of stuff. But it just seemed as though these were all things that could have been hammered up behind closed doors, you know, 9 months ago.
Do you feel there are some nations that are big winners given the decision to reinstitute wrestling?
I think the biggest winner was Russia. They won, of their 82 medals in London, 11 came on the mat, which was almost interesting. Why would you decide to provoke Russia by dropping the sport that they are one of the best at? The U.S. definitely helped too, and it helps the college and high school programs, which have been under siege here. They thought that it might be a death blow if the sport were done from the Olympics for college wrestling.
One popular theory is that baseball got dumped because Major League Baseball wouldn't agree to interrupt the MLB season so their players could participate in the games. Are those who were trying to get softball back into the Olympics second-guessing their decision to partner with the baseball enthusiasts?
I think they are, because one of the problems was, originally, a number of IOC members thought baseball and softball were the same sport. One of the issues that they had is that it was a very expensive sport. Building two stadia, especially in countries like Greece, that didn't use either sport. But I think softball stood on its own, did very well. It was a universal sport. A lot of women played it. To drop that sport didn't help that end of it. Baseball was a frustration. They wouldn't use the major leaguers. There was a doping issue that wouldn't quite go away. Where I softball, I'd almost want to go my own way next time, if there is a next time.
On Wednesday, we learned the identity of the IOC's next president. Tell us a little about Thomas Bach and how he got the job.
Well, except for Slavery Avery Brundage, who was the U.S. industrialist who ruled, quote-unquote, from 52 to 72, the IOC president has always been from Europe. So the only question was which European was going to get it. Bach is a 59-year-old lawyer from Germany. He has had his ticket punched in every way you can do it. He's been a vice president on the powerful exec board. He has run commissions. He was the obvious choice, and the only question was, were you going to go outside of Europe? The one interesting candidate would have been Sergei Bubka from the Ukraine, who was the Olympic pole vault champion in the past, but at age 49, he was a mere teenager in that crowd.
Mr. Bach has a gold medal to his credit, too, right?
Yes, he does. As a matter of fact, he is the first IOC president to be an Olympic champion. He won a team foil gold medal with the West Germans, back when there was a West Germany, in 1976.
What prompted the ringlords to select Tokyo over Istanbul or Madrid?
I think there was just enough concern about the Spanish economy and whether it would be any better. I mean, you're looking at a country with more than one in every four adults is unemployed. Bad economy there. Turkey had some civic unrest. Huge building list. I mean, almost $19 billion worth of stuff that they had to build. So it is very telling that Tokyo was considered the safe bid, which is 150 miles from a busted nuclear reactor that's still leaking water.
Yeah, I guess they figure in 7 years they better have that fixed or it's going to be irrelevant that they got chosen for the Olympics.
That's right. I mean, I think all along people thought that Tokyo would be a very good choice. They'd already set aside $5 billion to build stuff. They have held the games before. Did a very nice job with Nagano in 1998. So had this not been for the whole radioactive issue, this election would not even anywhere close. I think what was a bit surprising was that Madrid was out before Istanbul was. I mean, this is a city that has built 80% of everything that it really needed, had been runner-up last time. In the old days, that would have been enough.
The news out of Russia, site of the 2014 Winter Games, has been about corrupt building practices, potentially warm weather, and the way gay athletes and gay spectators may be treated. Have you news on any or all of those fronts?
I think what is going to be interesting there, and this is one of the questions for Bach when he took over, historically the IOC has not wanted to interfere with laws of the host nation, which actually got it in a mess in 1936 with the Nuremberg laws that were basically made Jews the non-citizens of Germany. And I think they have tried to say, we aren't going to tell the Russians what to do. But I think what may happen is that the athletes will be told, just to be safe, don't be wearing rainbow pins, don't be holding hands in public, don't make a protest. So my guess is that it will be a don't ask, don't tell. It basically shows Russia's problems with human rights. That was the biggest complaint when Sochi got the games, is that you were giving the games to a repressive regime that's only going to get more so by the time the games are held.
And how are the Brazilians doing in terms of preparations for the summer games in 2016, assuming anybody there is even thinking about the Olympics as the 2014 World Cup looms?
Well, basically, the IOC came by for yet another look, and I think basically said, get out of samba mode. Hurry things up a bit. They are very concerned because so much building has to be done down there. They've got multiple clusters. One hasn't even really been built yet. Massive transportation issues, which by themselves would be a lot. But you're talking about a country that's hosting a World Cup next summer and is spending billions on that and a lot of time and energy on that. Will they be able to turn it around, not in 2 years, but in 1 year time? Because all that stuff has to be done for test events by the summer of 2015. So if you've ever seen Brazilian's Quick Step, you'll be seeing it soon.
John Powers covers the Olympics for the Boston Globe. John, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Bill, thank you.